This week is Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, the annual block of shark-centric programming watched by 53 million people last year. Begun in 1988, Shark Week has become a cultural touchstone. Witness the 30 Rock episode where Tracy Morgan's character dispenses some advice to Kenneth the Page.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age. Live every week like a Shark Week.
Back in the 80s, David Schiffman was a small boy from Pittsburgh who grew up enraptured by sharks and by Shark Week. Now, though, he is a marine biologist. And though he's still a Shark Week watcher, he is now often appalled by the programming's casual mix of fact and fiction. So Schiffman, who has served as an informal advisor to the series, has taken to tweeting corrections to the fiction and links to shark facts for his 18,000 followers. David, welcome to On the Media.
Thanks for having me.
At some point, I gather, it began to dawn on you that the info part of the tainment was being overwhelmed by the tainment part.
It's less of a case of it dawning on me and more of a case of an actual shift in programming content. There have always been concerns that Shark Week focuses on stories about sharks biting people, which happens so rarely that multiple Shark Week specials often reference the same incident. Last year was sort of the last straw for me when they aired a special called Megalodon, The Monster Shark Lives, which claimed that Carcharocles megalodon is not, in fact, extinct. They've been extinct for about 2 million years.
Are Drake's calculations correct? Could there be a monster creature in these waters deadlier than any known shark? A shark big enough to take down a whale. Colin Drake was looking for a monster, and he knew it.
The scientists and witnesses in the show were all actors. They had photoshopped images that have since gone viral on social media, and this resulted in a great deal of fear among the viewing public. In an extremely long documentary, it was 2 hours, there was a confusingly worded disclaimer at the end for about 3 seconds. It said, some of the incidents here have been dramatized.
Yeah, and I'm laughing. It's so not funny. And you say it's getting worse.
Shark Week 2014 opened with Shark of Darkness, The Wrath of Submarine, which is about a mythical giant great white shark, falsely claiming that a fishing boat accident in which actual people died was attributable to this mythical giant shark that doesn't exist. Last year, Shark Week aired a special called The Top 10 Deadliest Sharks or something, and of the top 10 deadliest sharks, 5 of them have never killed anyone.
Now, you could just sit there and get aggravated, or you can act, and act you have. Give me an example of what a Schiffman tweet looks like.
My most popular tweet from last year, after there was some confusion with a mermaid documentary aired by Animal Planet and with a giant squid documentary, I don't remember if it was on Discovery or Animal Planet, people thought that giant squids weren't real, but they think that mermaids are. The tweet that got the most traction last year was, let's get this straight, mermaids are not real, Megalodon was real, but it's extinct now, and giant squid and narwhals are real. Science literacy is falling, and that's bad for a lot of reasons. I recently learned that Bigfoot Hunters was renewed for a 6th season, which means that people have watched for 5 seasons a group of folks trying and failing to find Bigfoot.
One of the things that Shark Week does is exacerbate shark hysteria and impute onto wildlife a kind of evil.
There's a great deal of evidence from the social science literature that suggests that how the media presents an environmental issue affects how the public perceives that environmental issue and affects what policymakers do about it. And sharks are in trouble. 24% of sharks, skates, and rays are considered threatened with extinction by the IUCN Red List. That's a lot.
Are people going out and fishing for and killing sharks with impunity because we so fear them?
Not directly because of Shark Week, but because of a misportrayal and misrepresentation and misunderstanding of sharks that is perpetuated in no small part by Shark Week.
I know as a scientist you're frustrated by the excesses, but your entire life overlaps with the history of Shark Week. You are the Shark Week generation, and it's influenced you a great deal. So what's great about Shark Week?
Well, Shark Week does still have some extremely high-quality science and conservation programming, the flagship of which is the Alien Sharks series, which focuses on the deep-sea biodiversity, crazy, weird sharks that people have never heard of but are really amazing. Shark Week gets people interested in sharks. It gets them talking about sharks. But imagine how much better that would be if they were promoting facts instead of pseudoscience and fear-mongering.
David, thank you.
Thank you.
David Schiffman is a marine biologist and a contributor to SouthernFriedScience.com.
So it's entirely possible that if it did exist, submarine could still be alive today. So what do you say? Do you think submarine is really out there, or is this shark tale too big and too bad to be believed?
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Sara Abdurrahman, Chris Neary, Laura Mayer, Kimmy Regler, and Neera Sharma. We had more help from Andrew Chug, and our show was edited by Brooke. The technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Greg Rippin.
Katya Rogers is our executive producer. Jim Schachter is WNYC's vice president for news. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.